An update on the high-impact winter storm that's expected this weekend. Regulators approve a fast track for projects that require a lot of electricity. And details on a program to help reduce water runoff. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, January 21st. I'm Deborah Shar. Oklahoma utilities and transportation agencies say they are preparing now for the upcoming winter storm. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports.
Snow and ice are expected to hit the state Friday and last through the weekend, along with dangerously cold temperatures. The National Weather Service predicts more than a half a foot of snow in central Oklahoma and a glaze of ice south of Interstate 40. Overnight lows are expected to fall into the single digits with wind chills below zero. OG&E and PSO say they have fuel supplies, winterized equipment, and additional generating capacity ready to meet the higher electricity demand. State transportation crews plan to pre-treat roads and bridges with brine, salt, and sand. Officials urge residents to prepare emergency kits, avoid downed power lines, and ensure smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are working. I'm Nick Daniels.
Companies with plans to build AI-driven data centers in Oklahoma may soon find it quicker to plug into the grid. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports on a new plan from the Southwest Power Pool.
The SPP operates the state's power grid, and it says it's seeing a lot of projects in its queue that would use large amounts of electricity. That includes data processing centers and manufacturing facilities. The organization came up with a proposal called High Impact Large Load, or HIL, to fast-track some of those projects. It won approval from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission last week. The HIL plan sets up a 90-day study and approval process for big projects if they meet one of two requirements. They either need to be paired with on-site energy generation or plan to connect to a new or existing energy project. That could look like a data center installing a gas turbine on site or connecting to other generating sources nearby. The SPP says the HIL program was created to make sure the grid stays stable for consumers while balancing industry demands. Kim David is the chairman of the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, which regulates the state's utility companies. She says the plan's framework, quote, strengthens transparency and regulatory oversight. The SPP says its federal approval is effective as of January 15th. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
This year, state lawmakers are expected to consider several changes to the voting process. Abigail Sikowski has that story.
Like last year, multiple Oklahoma Democrats have early voting at top of mind. Although measures to increase early voting availability and resources stalled last year, Democratic Senators Julia Kurt of OKC and Mary Boren of Norman are bringing revised measures to the table. On the other side of the aisle, multiple Republicans want to limit expats and others who don't consider Oklahoma a permanent home from voting in local elections. Currently, U.S. citizens who have never lived in the country can vote in Oklahoma if a parent or guardian previously domiciled in the state. Another hot topic is requiring public bodies to include time for comment during public meetings. Many Oklahomans have grown upset that the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority avoids public comment. In Oklahoma City, I'm Abigail Sikowski.
The Central Oklahoma Stormwater Alliance is offering its annual rain barrel sale across the state. We get details from Miranda Martinez.
Oklahomans can order rain barrels or composters from the Central Oklahoma Stormwater Alliance starting now. The sale works in an effort to reduce water runoff from residents. Jordan Peebles with OKC's Stormwater Quality Program says these tools help improve people's gardens and minimize demand for city services.
Instead of our residents taking a lot of their landscape waste, food waste, instead of putting them into bags and, you know, taking them for solid waste pickup, they're able to keep everything on site, break that down, and incorporate them back into their landscape.
Residents of OKC and many of its suburbs, plus Stillwater and Muskogee, can place an order over the next few months for pickup this spring. I'm Miranda Martinez.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.